Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the Patient in Endurance and Joyful in Hope people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, May 15th, featuring our scripture readings. As always, let's begin with prayer. Enlighten the eyes of our hearts, O God, and grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation through the reading of your word. In Christ we pray. Amen. Today is the seventh and final Sunday of the Easter season, and we are celebrating the Feast of the Ascension of Jesus Christ. The Ascension commemorates the Christian belief of the bodily ascending of Jesus into heaven. It is one of the ecumenical feasts of Christianity, along with the Feast of the Passion of Easter, though not necessarily on the same days, and Pentecost. Ascension is traditionally celebrated on a Thursday, the 40th day of Easter, although some Christian denominations have moved the observance to the following Sunday, which is what we're doing today. Our first reading comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 1 through 11, which begins with a reference to the Gospel of Luke, which was the first book attributed to the author called Luke. He addresses both books to a person apparently named Theophilus, God lover. Let's listen for God's word. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going up and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. So ends our first reading. And now that we've heard the word of God from the book of Acts, let's listen for the word of God from the same author in Luke 24, 44 to 53. This story takes place on the day of resurrection. Then Jesus said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.